A ban on social media apps for children under the age of 16 is just months away from introduction. Whilst the government's December deadline rapidly approaches, what's not clear is how it will be enforced. Rosh V is the host of the Busy Mums radio show on Alive 90.5 FM, and she brought together three mothers, Sabrina, Leslie and Vivian, to hear their thoughts.
My boy is actually not so much on social media. He plays games most of the time. But to be really honest, my 12 years old actually started social media at a pretty young age. I think the ban is actually a big move. The ban is only a band-aid. School bullying not only started when social media started. We have to monitor all these activities, especially at this young age. My kids use social media, but I always monitor what they're using. So I teach them about resiliency.
Thanks, Vivian.
Yeah.
Sabrina, over to you.
I agree with the ban. I think it's a good thing. I've got a 15-year-old daughter. I've got a 13-year-old son. Similar to Vivian, my son is more on gaming, doesn't really engage with social media apps. My daughter, she became very accustomed to using those social media platforms. We've noticed over time she's become more and more dependent on social media as her way of communicating with her peers. What really hit hard for my husband and I was we thought our daughter was studying. It was midterm exams. She's in year 10. We discovered after her exams she did poorly and had clocked up to 59 hours in that week when she was supposed to be studying using social media. So she was in her room, door closed. We respected her privacy to study. But unfortunately, she got easily distracted. I think they are distracting tools. Like, studying's too hard. I'm just going to go and log in and see what my friends are talking about. She'd kill me if she knew I was saying this on live radio. We've had to set strict boundaries because we trusted too much. And I think that's a mistake as a parent. We think that they're smart enough, they're mature enough, but their brains haven't fully developed. Mm. There's still a lot that they have to learn. And they turn to social media as the answering point. It's the talking point for everything. What makeup, perfumes, clothes, brands, they just become so dependent on it. And so my viewpoint is I agree with ban because I think that we need to protect young minds.
I'm sorry to hear that, but thank you for that opinion. Leslie, what's your opinion?
I'm kind of on the fence with it, but I'm not on the fence. The thing that I said to my daughter when she was younger, she got bullied at school. She's 27 now. She'd kill me too if she found out. people look at you in a different format while you're on social media. So for all those girls that take their photos in their bra in the bathroom, I said to my daughter, if I ever catch you, if I ever find one photo like that, watch out, I'm chasing you down, because that is just so wrong. They're actually exploiting themselves because they don't understand the consequences behind it. I don't believe that it's good for children. So I said to my daughter, when you can control what happens at school, then you can use social media. It's not just children, but it's adults doing it to other adults. On, you know, I heard of one of my friend's friends' defamation, her ex-boyfriend, and now he's suing her. I mean, she was bullying him online and she's a 57-year-old woman. Come on, you know? So it all comes down to the parents to do their thing.
Vivian, what do you think about the old-fashioned play dates?
My kids still do that sometimes, but rarely nowadays.
Sabrina, are you still having the play dates?
No, and I miss them terribly. I used to be part of a mother's group, so we used to meet weekly, and it was so good to connect. Now it's connecting online. My son doesn't want to leave the house. He'd rather game.
Why not ban the gaming then?
That's the thing. The video games are not under the ban.
But when you think of video games is murdering, it's killing and shooting. That's right.
Yeah, and the harass words can happening on games like Roblox as well.
I know. My youngest son is addicted to games. He doesn't have any social media platforms. Mm. So I think it is harmful.
But it's the parents that allow them to do it. So the parents must put boundaries around what you allow your child to do.
My son's high school principal strongly stressed that no gadget in bedroom. So I don't allow any gadgets in bedroom.
Good on you,
excellent. Okay, this ban is coming. Have you talked to your children about it? What have you implemented? What's in place now for this lead up to this law?
Like I say, I didn't have to tell my girls or my kids about it. They saw it on social media. She started to ask, how are they going to control it? Are they going to come to our house to check on us?
No, they're going to control it through their digital ID.
That's right.
And this is where it's all going about control. It's not just about the privacy. It's about the digital ID. They're doing it so that they can control the children now so that they don't learn the history that we know.
They're still testing the age recognition technology. Apparently a 30-year-old has been recognized as a child and her account was banned. So the other way could happen, where a young person could be authorized.
Biometrics or something.
So they're still working on that.
Mm-hmm. My daughter is going to have a rude shock December the 10th, not being able to use Snapchat, not being able to use Instagram.
You just got to ask, what's the real reason behind it? Because they don't care about the kids, I can tell you that now.
The government, not
100%.
Let's be honest about that. Yeah.
The kids go around this?
Of course they will. Their kids are smarter than the adults.
What about the age assurance technology? Do you have concerns about
what's
privacy?
What's the age assurance?
That's the technology they're using.
That's what I'm saying. So wrong on so many levels. It's a new world order. I'm sorry.
Yes, I agree with you.
That's where we're going to, and I'm not
it's
looking forward
for,
to it.
For control.
100%. 100% communist country coming in.
It'll be interesting to see how things pan out. But
So, Leslie, you're on both, for and against?
Well, kind of. I'm more in horror that the government are doing for the control part.
Sabrina, you're for the ban?
For the ban.
That was Alive FM's Roche V with that story. For this and more about the ban, you can find From Pillar to Post wherever you get your podcasts.